Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord. We are reflecting on the readings for the fourth Sunday of Easter, year A. First reading, taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 14, verses 36 to 41. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 23. Second reading, taken from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 2, verses 20 to 25. Second reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is cultivating the culture of knowing God's voice. The psalmist of Psalm 28 or Psalm 29 notes that the Lord's voice resounds on the immensity of waters. His voice is full of power and splendor, and the Lord's voice is miraculous and therapeutic. Thus, my brother, my sister, having been led back to the Father and having been led into the sheepfold of the Father, our task is to rediscover the sound, tone, and tenor of God's voice. If we desire to soothe our anxieties, wipe out today's terrors, end human malice, if we desire to globalize God's love and love of neighbor, and to be part of the heavenly celebration, then we must discipline ourselves to spend time privately with the Good Shepherd, listening to his voice and getting to know what he wants us to do. The psalmist of Psalm 85 verse 8 says, I paused to hear what the Lord has to say concerning me, a voice that speaks peace to his people and saints, and he will not let us return to our foolish ways. Yes, my brother, my sister, it is true. We will not return to our foolish and sinful ways. Our community will not be turned into war zones. Our economy will not make us poor. If we listen not to the voice of strangers who only come to steal, kill, and destroy the blessings of God. In other words, we must learn to listen to the voice of God and God alone. Thus, the Word of God says in today's first reading that we must save ourselves from this perverse generation. For the voice of this generation glosses over the truth, encourages killing for a belief, an ideology, or for a corrupt and self-centered leader, and instigates the abuse of the gifts of diversity, inclusion, equity, and ethnicity. And so, my brother, my sister, the voice of this generation does not speak peace and love to its people. Therefore, we must cultivate the culture of knowing the voice of the Lord by listening to him. But we cannot discover the tone and tenor of God's voice outside the sheepfold. Therefore, we need the church's guidance on how to listen to and discover God's voice. Thus, celebrating the word and sacrament within the community of God would strengthen our ability to listen to the voice of the Lord. Accepting and studying the teachings of Christ in his church would help us to block out the loud voices leading us away from the shepherd, and would help us to respond to the call of true discipleship. And so, my brothers, my sisters, we must learn to listen to the voice of the Lord that speaks of peace within his church, within the sheepfold. And having learned from the church a personal relationship with the Lord would lead us to the point of divine encounter where the Lord's voice becomes my guide, becomes our guide, and becomes our power and glory. Thus, at the confessional, let us ask the Lord to speak His mercy to us and to teach us how to follow and do His will. May the name of the Lord be praised in all that we do and say through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.